Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Megan.
Hi,
bro. It's so good to have you here. You are here because we're catching up. It's been too long.
I got announcements. I have something to say.
It wasn't because you wanted to see me.
I just wanted to see the new flow.
Yeah,
it's very Love is Blind. It's very cool. The mullet.
Wow.
It's a really good season right now.
You should check it out. I was getting scared of that, the mullet thing. We're cutting it after today.
I love it. It makes me think, oh, you should be an actor. Yeah.
What is the inspo behind that? Why acting?
The hair?
The hair is the only reason why.
Well, no. The hair. Well, you're a handsome lad and you are tall. And those are the two things I think that you just need. You know, and personality. You're a very... good guy.
Well,
so I think you would thrive in Hollywood.
Wow.
Look at you in your own radio show. You're a star,
this
dude.
Thing. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
I see you on the red carpets.
Meghan Trainor. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and I'm done.
You do have so many announcements. One of the biggest ones that we're so excited about is you got a song with T-Pain.
I got a song with T-Pain. I can't believe it's real. I can't believe I could say that. I can't believe it's finally out. It's called Been Like This. And it's after Made You Look popped off, I was like, a lot of comments I saw were like, wow, I thought you were tired. And I was like, oh, I'm still here. I'm doing it. I've been doing this.
I've been like this.
And T-Pain's having that same moment where people are like, I didn't know he could sing so well. And I'm like,
casuals.
I'm like, oh, you're new here. I've been knowing how good he is. So it felt like destiny to have this song together. And he murdered his verse. It was so good. And we just shot the music video together. And I cannot believe my life.
Ooh. All right, what can you tell us about it? What is the vibe of it?
I will say that it was the most physically tasking. How do I say it? It was challenging for me physically because I was like doing what felt like a pull-up the whole time. But I was hanging on top of a chandelier.
Oh, wow.
And I was holding on for dear life.
Wow.
I was like, go run it! And
just
holding on. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, but I look cool and I look calm up there.
Can't wait to see what that looks like. Is like middle school you like freaking
dying
out the whole time?
Yeah, just freaking out. Every day my mom's like, hey, 15-year-old Megan, you have a song with T-Pain.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, no way, dude.
So how does that start? I mean, I feel like in your world, it's like you just cross paths. How did you get a hold of T-Pain?
No, I've been manifesting him for like 10 years, like nice and loud. I'm on my 10-year reunion. No, what is it called? I'm on my 10-year anniversary of All About That Bass reunion.
Yeah.
Jeez. I've been up since 4. and I've been, when people ask me who's your favorite artist, T-Pain. Who's your favorite songwriter, T-Pain. So I've been putting this out into the world for a long time and finally got his number last year. And then I casually sent him Been Like This and he was like, I love this. And then he ghosted me for a while and I was like, he hates me.
Oh no.
But it was all a part of a big surprise for my 30th birthday. He surprised me at my house on my birthday, my 30th birthday, and he played me the verse that he sang on.
Oh man.
And he was like, I'm sorry I ghosted you. I didn't know how to talk to you without ruining the surprise. And I was like, wow, this is the best day of my whole life.
Dang, you went from like down here to up here.
Oh my God,
Did he leave a little shawty or no?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shawty, that was good.
Thank you. You say actor, I think singer. Is there anyone else that you got to work with on this new project? By the way, you announced a new album on the 14th of June.
Album. That's my husband's birthday, June 14th.
I was going to ask, happy early birthday.
Yeah. This album's for you, baby.
Yeah.
It's called Timeless, because I wish that we were timeless forever. And my love for my family and for the fans and for music is timeless. And I hope in 50 years we can play this music and go, wow, it still slaps.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, of course.
And that comes out on my hubby's birthday in June. And then for after 7 long years, I'm going back on tour.
God, it's been 7 years?
7.
Wow. Was that a conscious choice? Or was
the pandemic really slowed stuff down. I was like, I'm not going to gather people together right now. You know? So I took a break. I got pregnant, had babies, you know, did that. That was tough too. So they're happy and great and healthy and we're blessed. And I'm going to bring them on the road. We're trying to talk to our 3-year-old about like, you're going to live on a bus. Mm. And he's like, I can't wait. Yeah. He loves vehicles.
The wheels on the bus about to go
hard. He's about to go off. Yeah.
Are you worried at all about like being that long off from like doing performances?
Yeah, I'm scared. But I know that my whole family's going to be there with me. And I've been doing shows, like private gigs and stuff. So I've been like practicing and getting back into it. But I'm just so excited to sing for my crowd, you know, for my fans, my people. Because some gigs you do, it's not always like your fans that are you know.
And good old radio show.
I'm like, you don't know this one, but your kids love it. Yeah. And then
this is for the bald dude sitting front row, sitting down.
Like, hello, sir.
Yeah.
But my fans are going to scream every word, and I haven't had that in a minute.
So you haven't sang Made You Look for your fans. You haven't done, oh my gosh, there's so many songs in the past
it's
7.
It's going to be crazy, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So any other T-Pain moments on the album that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this came together?
How'd you know that?
I can feel it.
He actually, because he didn't respond about Ben like this, I was like, maybe he hates the song. Maybe I'll send him another one. And I sent him another one called Love on Hold that I wrote with my two bros. And when he showed up to my birthday, he's like, not only did I do Ben like this, but I also did Love on Hold. And
I was like,
stop it. So there are 2 features of T-Pain on this album. Can I say the other ones? I'm going to say it. Who cares?
Yeah, I just feel it, you know. It's no for the Bruce Show. Loyal listeners.
Loyal listeners. There's others on there that are so good.
Oh.
That's a big one. I won't ruin that one. You're right. Big team.
Gosh, man, I hate you have such a big team. So many good people. They're so good at their jobs.
All the songs are upbeat, happy, confident.
How many songs?
16. And then we got a deluxe with extra ones, possibly. There's only one slow song called Timeless. It's the big ballad, the big love song. And there's another slower one that I did with my little bro called Forget How to Love, which is very big and powerful.
That's going to be amazing. I can't wait to hear all of the features.
Thank you so much.
How many songs are like in the Meghan Trainor archive? Like if we went into that, into your, you know, like.
There's a lot.
And they could be from demo to like, could put out.
No, there's a lot of them and they're old. So my mom is most sad about them because I was like 19 when I I was like 18 when I got signed as a songwriter and started writing. So it's been like 10 years. And every song that's not cut or not put on my album, she's like, this one deserves a home. And I'm like, I agree, Mama, but like I don't know where to find it. You know, I don't know where to put it. But one day they'll have a home, and it happens like randomly. Let's see, G Idol, amazing girl group, cut one of my songs that was older called Eyes Roll, and I wrote it with my older bro, and we had no idea anyone would sing it, and they crushed it. And it was so good, and that was one of those moments that I'm like, these songs will have a home someday. You know?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
So it's like over 500?
It's a lot.
Well, over 1,000?
Before getting signed, my dad was like, you have to write like 5,000 songs to be good and 10,000 songs to be great. So
what's that quote? You need like 10,000 hours to be a pro at something?
Yeah, so he was like,
What did he do?
He gave me that quote. What did he do in life?
Yeah.
He had like 4 different careers.
Oh, okay.
He's older. He had at like 43.
That just sounds like my dad, who's an electrician. He's like, you need 10,000 hours to get your master, you know, apprenticeship.
He was like a lifeguard was his first job. Then he was a cop. Then he was a school band teacher.
Wow.
Then he ended up being a jeweler.
Hey, I think those tie in beautifully.
He's had like 9 lives.
You're saving lives everywhere you go, basically.
Yeah. It's great.
You know what we're so excited about? I mean, you'll get some practice before the tour kicks off with our show, Leading Ladies, with Odyssey, which is so fun because, I mean, you talk about Natasha Bedingfield being like a role model. How about this lineup?
You
get to
nuts.
Sit on stage with, you know, like Kelsey from Stuff, right?
I mean, barely, yeah. She's the love of my life, and she doesn't know it, but she texts me randomly every now and then when I do an interview, and she's like, you are me, and I am you, and we are best friends. And I'm like, I feel that, but I
What's
never
up, Kelsey?
Get to see her. Hi, Kelsey, I love you. Who else is on the show? Christina Perry, icon, legend. She was so nice. She like emailed me a whole thing when I had my first like mental health moment publicly. Like I was really going through it, like panic disorders and panic attacks. And she reached out to help me, and like out of nowhere. And I was like, why are you an angel?
So fun when people like that are good people, you know?
I know.
Like they're so, like, your lyrics are real.
Yeah.
And true stuff.
Oh, and I was having vocal problems too. That's what she reached out for. That's what it was. She's just the best. And then El King, Queen, hero. Yeah. Yeah, she's going to be there. And we're all going to sing like a songwriting round, yeah, one at a time. That's why I said yes. I was like, this sounds right, iconic.
Bring you back to the roots.
Yeah.
In there with a guitar.
I love it. And I was like, should I just have my uke or should I have a guitar player?
Please go
and
with
they
the
made
uke.
The call. I'm bringing my uke, but they were like, everyone's going to have a guitar player. And I was okay, I'll bring one too.
Yeah. Just to be safe.
Yeah.
Was there ever a point, we talked about this last time, I think, but with the country music route, was there ever any part where you're like, I almost fell into that to do?
Well, no, my family just jokes every day. They're like, not even jokes. They're like, when is your country album coming out? And I'm like,
Beyonce can do it.
I was like, just like, let me get through this pop first real quick. And then I promise I will do a country album someday. But I want it to be like collabs with all my friends.
Oh, yeah. Know? Well, this is where it starts. Leading ladies.
You have Leading
to
ladies.
Get El King on there.
That's where we start.
10 years got pop, next 10 year country.
I'm ready.
Imagine, that's a long time.
Yeah, that's a long time being in country.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like one album.
Yeah, just a couple of hot features.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
Yeah.
Where are we going if TikTok gets banned?
Where are we going to go?
Where are we going to go? MySpace, we're
I know,
coming
I was
back.
Like, YouTube Shorts, we're there.
Yeah. FarmersOnly.com, we'll be there.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Isn't that crazy
stuff? I love TikTok. Is it still like happening? Are they going to take it down maybe?
Yeah, I got like passed yesterday, and now
what
it's going
passed?
The bill.
Did you take it down?
The bill got passed. Now it's going to the big people.
There
so
goes
it's
my career.
Well, you.
Here it goes.
You can sing. All I have is this and a mullet. It's all downhill.
And your looks, buddy.
You
don't
know what?
Forget.
Maybe I could do two birds, one stone. Instead of Dancing with the Stars, I'll just dance with you, and then it's like two, okay, you know, practice my acting and dancing.
I'm gonna be your coach.
Please, I need it so bad. We talked about releasing the album on your wonderful husband's birthday. Is work just work when it comes to like writing now, or do you feel like your family is so much more of like a, I guess, inspiration standpoint for just music and a whole?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, the whole like timeless concept. I just don't understand how we're here and then we're not. And I don't get it. And it rattles my bones. And so I wrote a song, Timeless, as if like maybe, I bet we're timeless. Like the amount that I love you, this can't just end. It has to go on forever.
Oh.
And that's like with every family member I have. Mm-hmm. I haven't experienced like big loss in my face yet. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how I'm going to be. I don't think I'll be good. But I'm like writing these songs preparing me for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's okay. I will hold your hand later if and when that happens.
Yeah. No, I feel that so strongly. Like, it's the same situation. It's so scary, though, when you start becoming aware.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting older.
Like, I have kids now.
Oh, man.
And I'm like,
whole new layer.
Like, what was life before you? I don't get it.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It didn't make sense when you weren't here.
Call your family. Yeah, I call my mom
family,
for like 2 seconds. I'm like, hey, just checking.
You.
How you doing? Love you.
Yeah.
Talk to you. I never do that, you know? But it's so fun. 10 years of these bangers. What's it like looking back? What would you tell younger Megan? It's just such a fun journey that you've been on.
She would be so proud of me. And I've been getting this question all day.
Have you?
And I can't, I don't
want to
cry,
worry about it.
Dude. I'm so
Maybe
tired.
The most unserious advice ever. Like
it's
the most
so
unserious.
No, my younger self is like kissing me, like so happy, like hugging me and just being like, you did it. You know, like.
Yeah.
We did it, man. We did so good. It's we. There's two of us.
Yeah, the personalities.
Multiple personalities.
Oh, man. We lived like a ton of lives, you know?
I married a legend. We had babies. And we're writing the best music. I'm writing with my family. Like, and I get to keep my family close to me. And everything's too good. That's why I'm
Got
afraid.
A song with T-Pain.
It's too good. Life is too good. I don't get it. What's
no,
coming?
No, you deserve it.
You know?
You've earned it, you know, and it's like all about that work you put into it to get to now. So I hope you're enjoying it. Talking about throwbacks real quick, you wrote part of Sledgehammer, or you were a big part of Sledgehammer, right? How do you feel about the gals getting back?
What, are they?
No. Yeah, just like people are like wanting it to happen.
Oh, duh. I want it every day.
Yeah.
I pray at night. I go, please, Fifth Harmony, please come back together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I remember I was doing radio shows with them. No one worked harder than those girls. Mm. And I was doing a lot of radio shows with them, so I'd see them all the time. And then seeing them perform Sledgehammer, and I'm in the audience, like, hiding and watching the crowd sing every word, I was like, this is why I'm here. Like, this is the coolest thing ever. Ugh. And I want that more. I want to write for other artists more. I'm just tired.
It's all
just
good.
I can't find the time.
I'm gonna supply the energy because I have been so excited to have you. And if NSYNC can do it, you gals can do it. One Direction can do it.
Give us one. Give us a show.
Just one song. Just one. I'm trying to touch on everything too that we haven't seen you since. I loved Wrap Me Up so much.
Oh my
by the
God.
Way.
Thank you for playing it.
Absolutely.
So much.
Oh man, I'm a Christmas song
Jimmy
fiend.
Jimmy is the nicest human being there is ever.
I love
was.
Him. What's the Jimmy Fallon story that just makes you smile?
Every day. He texts me all the time, like, just how much he loves me. I'm like, stop it. I love you more. Like, he's like, you're just the best and the most talented. And I'm like, why aren't you my dad? You know, like, he's the greatest, nicest guy. And my career, you're about to see, he just got me this opportunity that I can't even talk about, but it's literally because how much he believes in me. Oh. And I'm like, Jimmy, you don't know what you're doing for me. I love you.
Yeah.
So yeah, he deserves the world. He's the nicest, and I want to do Christmas with him for the rest of our lives.
I love it. He's your fifth harmony. You guys can always come back together.
We can always get back together. Oh, well, he's so cute with Wrap Me Up. He was like texting me every day until Christmas was over. And he was like, oh my God, one more day of Wrap Me Up. And I was like, Jimmy, Christmas comes again.
Yeah.
Every year we can sing the song.
Yeah. He's so cute in the fact that he loves radio too. He's so jazzed when people play it. So like when I get to talk to him,
that's all real, dude. When he's filming himself, listen on the radio. He came up to me, he's like, I heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
And I was like, that could happen, dude. Like he never charted before and we were charting together. Man. And he was like, you don't get it. I've never done this.
Right.
I was like, Jimmy, I'm going to cry.
That's amazing. Well, I love it. Well, congrats on everything. It's been so fun to... Well, I'm so excited for the future, too. The tour, the album, Leading Ladies.
You got to come to the Forum.
Oh, I'll be at Leading Ladies, front row.
Oh,
is that allowed?
You will.
Can I go to...
It's in New York. I'll see you there.
No men. this one's for the ladies.
Is that allowed?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.